All right. You all, welcome back to The Love Hunter. And I just had some really good experiences that I needed to share, some really good things that I needed to, you know, get off my chest. And, you know, I'm coming for everybody in this one, in a sense. You know, I want to talk about weddings. I want to talk about a few NFL teams, just a few. And I want to talk about, you know, pumpkin spice lattes. I feel like I've finally hit the edge of that craze, and I want to talk about it. But first, let's get back to what I first talked about. Weddings are funerals without the pain. Weddings are funerals without the pain. And I'm sitting there at this wedding, we're at this beautiful wedding ceremony, and the venue was awesome. I'm, you know, downtown Chicago this weekend, just, you know, having a great time with my family, and, you know, watching one of the younger cousins finally, you know, get married off, and spending time with all my Chicago fam. Just heaven, just a great time. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, like, look at the similarities. We bring everybody together that's not normally together. They come from various backgrounds. They come from, you know, various places. And they're all coming to gather in honor of this moment. They all come together to honor this moment. With weddings, it's two people joining together in holy matrimony, marriage. With a funeral, we're honoring their life, but also dealing with the pain of knowing that in this realm, the land of the living, they won't speak to us and converse with us the way we're so used to, with FaceTime, with notes, with messages. If something is shared from them, it comes from the afterlife, right? We're sitting here, and now, because of this moment, you might have like a day or two of quality family time where you see people you haven't seen in a while. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, she's so big, or he's so big. Oh my God, you know what? Where are you working at now? And, you know, you get all those conversations. My coffee's good. So I was really just blown away at the fact that there's no other event like this. Not the Super Bowl, not the NBA Finals, not Olympic track and field, because I love track and field. Pause. I love Olympic track and field. I love National track and field. I love track and field. The Wimbledon. maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and you know, holidays that gather us all together. I'd have to do my research on, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Ramadan. I have to do my research on Ramadan as well. But when we get together, okay, when we get together for a wedding or a funeral, it in many ways does break the ice and break the code, because we're coming together for these two people or this one person, right? Because you might not know the bride, you might not know the groom, either or, and you're there for that one person, same as a funeral. Like, you could know the person in that casket very well, right? Very well, and not know who they married or spent this long life with. But we take the time to honor them, love them, and then we have that quality family time. Like, you might not be able to eat, but there usually are you know, some cooks, some chefs, some people cooking and making delicious food after that funeral. Maybe before as well. With a wedding, I mean, it's a lot more fun, right? You know, you can actually enjoy it and have a great time. The tears are tears of joy at the wedding. The tears are tears of joy at the wedding. The tears of sorrow and loss come from a funeral. And there's a value in each tear. Because what's crazy is when you're watching your son or your daughter walk down the aisle and take those vows, I think the hard part for me now is as a father, you're sitting there like, man, didn't we just potty train? Didn't I just bring you home from the hospital? Didn't I just tie your shoes? Didn't I just get you to kindergarten? Didn't we just score in our first game? You know what I mean? Didn't we just do all these amazing things together that I taught you, and now you open the world as a book and go out and learn, and you've got this, you know, partner. Y'all are grown. And they're, you know, 25, 30, whatever they are, 25, 30, 35, 40, whatever they are. They're grown now. And the crazy part is the wedding is where I think as a parent you learn to let go. And then as a son or a daughter, when, you know, your parents pass, you're letting go one more time. And, you know, it is kind of a series of letting go. So it's kind of like as much as life gives us, we still have to let go. We still have to let go. So I was just blown away by that revelation. Just sitting and thinking about it deeply, I was like, wow, weddings and funerals are the same. Gathering wise, the way people gather, the sentiment is completely different, but the honor is still there. The honor of the marriage, the honor of this person's life. Hopefully we smile and hold each other and agree that, you know, at the funeral, we're not happy that this person passed. But I hate to say it, for a lot of you, you wouldn't have congregated and got together like this if this person wouldn't have passed. And you see people and talk to people you haven't talked to in 20, 30 years. Same thing at a wedding. You might group together and come together to see this person that you care about and love so much. Finally, tie the knot and jump the broom. And we still have access to people because of Facebook and Instagram and all that. So when you ask for the letters and ask for their this, that, and the third, and they write you back, you know, people see each other at this wedding and it's kind of like a red carpet, you know, scenario where you're just like so excited to see them, you know, because you haven't seen them so long, like a high school reunion, you know, because and even there, a high school reunion, not everybody wants to come back. For some people, and I had to realize this, you have your 10-year, your 20-year, whatever year you're on. Some people at that time were so traumatized by somebody in the building. Now, I'm not saying like teachers, but they might be triggered from their past at that time. They might be triggered from what was going on at that time, and they can't come back. They might have just gotten divorced and they can't come back. They might have just lost their mom or their dad and they can't come back. They might be down on money and had to just travel somewhere and it's not in the plans, like, to come back and, you know, smell the nostalgia of the building and the facilities and the new additions, and they can't come back. So, you know, it's not for everybody. And I'm seeing it now. You know, my high school, the reunion's coming up. I went to mine and I was blown away at how good some of these people look. Like, man, like my senior class, like a lot of them just look so good. I was like, y'all, we did it, you know? So yeah, back to my main point though, weddings are happy funerals. It's a letting go and joining of people that is the very beginning of the journey, isn't it? It's the very beginning of our journey. At 18, you can buy cigarettes. What is it? 16, you can drive a car. 18, you can buy cigarettes. 21, you can drink alcohol. But boy, nothing brings us together like that wedding. That wedding is one of the biggest stamps of adult approval, you know, similar to the military. I mean, you protect the country, foreign and domestic. So, you know, but not everybody comes to that. They might see it on, you know, a social media posting, but not everybody sees it the way they do a wedding or a funeral. So I just think we need to approach that with great care. We should be around each other as much as possible. Be strategic and financially secure about it, though. Be strategic and secure in your budget. You know, don't just blow the money just to be together. Then you won't want to be together anymore. You won't want to see each other anymore. But yeah, these weddings and funerals, that's the way, man. It's the way we honor people. It's the way we love people. And hopefully there's more times in between those dates that we see each other, because when you're not seeing your family, and some people know about this, others don't. When you're seeing your family 2 and 3 times a year, you're doing something right. Right? If you've got family all over the country and you see them twice a year, you're doing something right. When you don't see them until a funeral, that's not good. That's not good, y'all. I'm not saying you're not working hard. I'm not saying you're not adulting, but it's just not good, because you're family and you should see each other. You should be around each other. If there's things in between y'all, bad things have happened, bad things going on, yeah, I get it. I get it. Y'all, you have more therapy to do, more work to do than meeting together to have a good time. I get it. 100% get it. But if you're okay, if you're good, if you're healthy, and there's no drama in between y'all, yeah, get together. And then if there is drama, remove that, please. It's just good to get together. It's good to be together as a family. And yeah, whatever the occasion may be, it's just good to get together to honor people, love people. And these are your people, you know. I think that's the main difference with weddings and funerals, other than letting someone go and the pain of a loss, is you might have way more people at the funeral than the wedding, because it's so open to who knows this person through life. I mean, at my grandfather's funeral, he had people he had went to high school with, you know, graduated in the 40s. God. So, yeah. Now, here's something that, you know, talking to, you know, this weekend at the wedding, talking to my uncle. This is something I did not know. We looked up the NFL teams, and their ranking according to revenue and popularity, and the Dallas Cowboys is at the top. That makes all the sense in the world to me for how big Texas is. And then you also, and he didn't know this, you have, like, with Dallas and even with Dallas, Arizona, and the Las Vegas Raiders, okay, This is what's so beautiful about people. The Mexican culture is so American, y'all. The Mexican culture is so American. What did they do on Sunday? They put on the cowboy jersey. They put on the Arizona Cardinals jersey. They put on the Las Vegas Raiders jersey. Because it was Oakland. I almost said Oakland. But like, they know where they're at. Now, the pride from, you know, the flag and all that, that they flag, that's just heritage, you know? That's just heritage. But loving who you are, then coming to a completely different country and putting on that jersey, though? Putting on that jersey, okay? It increases those numbers. So I don't know. I mean, you tell me where you're at, where you live. When you go to the games, how many cultures do you see feeding into your team? Because I know the coolest thing, one of the funniest things that, you know, you see in Toronto, like Toronto Raptors games, like you'll see guys with like the head wraps on. And they're like Middle Eastern, and they'll be like courtside at the games with the jerseys and all that. I'm like, dude, that's dope. But I didn't know that the Steelers were so low on like the popularity list, the franchise, like the money, like how much money they make and all that. Because I assume that the Steelers were like a number two in revenue, revenue franchise. Popularity, all that. And like my team, the Falcons, like we were like way down toward the bottom. nobody won nothing with the Falcons. And these NFL teams with no Super Bowl but lots of love, no Super Bowl but lots of love, still have some ranking, you know. They still, you know, have that stature. And I don't know. I don't know. It's not going to help, you know, me get my Falcons to the Super Bowl anytime sooner, but it just kind of blew my mind. I always thought the Steelers were like America's team labor-wise, like from the blue collar, you know, concept. And the Cowboys were America's team, you know, if you really want to stick your chest out, you know what I mean? Like the pride, you know, the Cowboys, like they're the Cowboys. I'm just looking up something here. Hold on a second. Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Dallas Cowboys, and this is by revenue. So I'm not going to do any polls for popularity. I'm just going to go based on revenue. Follow the dollar, right? It goes Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, Los Angeles Rams. I mean, you got to think people, bodies, fans, followers. The New York Giants, that makes sense. Chicago Bears, definitely makes sense. Las Vegas Raiders, yes. New York Jets, okay. the Commanders. Let's see, hold on. The Commanders. Then the 49ers, that Washington is kind of, yeah. 49ers is number 9. Philadelphia Eagles is number 10. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. Like, I know people in the Midwest, that love the Eagles. I'm like, really? And they're alone. Like, when they were celebrating their Super Bowl, they were alone celebrating that stuff. So I'm like, whoa. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to hate and have your moment. Then the Dolphins, 11, the Miami Dolphins. And I want to say Ace Ventura is maybe part to thank for that. I mean, Ace Ventura, Dan Marino, he's got the Dolphins in the movie, which is one of the funniest movies of all time. Then the Houston Texans, which is crazy because they're so young. Like, that team came out, I think, right after I graduated high school. So they haven't been around long. Like, you look at most, like, fan cups, and they were, like, founded, you know, in, like, the early 60s or whatever. The Broncos are number 13. Okay, that works. Seahawks are right after that. Atlanta Falcons were number 15. Minnesota Vikings is number 16. Pittsburgh Steelers number 17. Ouch, still, that kind of hurts. Baltimore Ravens is right next to them. So the reason why that's not bad, they're right. I mean, I get it. The location, the people, I get it. And they have two Super Bowls. Yeah, so the Cleveland Browns come after that, number 19, which you would think would be last, right? Then Green Bay Packers is number 20. Like, that's kind of low for cheese, the cheeseheads. Tennessee Titans are number 21. Indianapolis Colts are number 22. Kansas City Chiefs number 23. Like, come on now. Why so low? But, give them some time. Give them some time. They're the new Patriots. So give them some time. They're a completely different beast, right? Completely different beast. So 24 is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 25 is the Los Angeles Chargers. 26 is the Carolina Panthers. 27 is New Orleans Saints. 28 is the Jacksonville Jaguars. 29 is the Arizona Cardinals. 30 is the Buffalo Bills. 31 is the Detroit Lions. 32 is the Cincinnati Bengals. So, yeah, y'all. I don't know. I don't know how those rankings sit with you, but that's the money. Okay, that's the money. And money talks. So, I don't know. It's kind of sad to me. I thought the Steelers would be higher. But, yeah, them being there in the middle, you know, I get it. You know, but they're above us as the Falcons. But no Taylor this week. You know, the Chiefs had to go on to beat the Vikings, which is my wife's team. They had to go on to beat the Vikings this week without Taylor. And almost didn't do it. Almost had some bad blood. Hey. So, they almost had some bad blood. No Taylor this week. She's probably got to get back on tour and make her album called The Chief of Love. Or, you know, me and Kelsey, you know, whatever. whatever that new album's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be hot, super hot fire. But, yeah, I guess the only loser in this is Bridget Mahomes. Like, is she my mad? You know, bad joke. But I'm like, why though? Like, why do you need all the attention? Like, why are you the loser in all this when your team is winning? When you're the winners? So yeah, I still don't get that whole Bridget Mahomes thing. I mean, just get the bread, just have a good life, create a couple businesses, maybe own a couple, you know, salons, start a line of something that you always wanted to start. I mean, Patrick is in all these commercials anyway. I mean, it's like State Farm, Hy-Vee, and something else with food. And then, like, what's his name? Kelsey is in, like, it was like a Walgreens commercial or like a COVID shot commercial, a auto and life commercial, and or no, was that Capital One? I can't remember. I'm just like, y'all, these dudes are crazy. And I'm like, that's too much. Like, do it after you retire. or do it after you're done playing. Because I feel like that's like too much of a distraction. Like when you got grown men coming in the league trying to rip your head off, I feel like all that's too much of a distraction. It's like, if you got two Super Bowls, I think that's great, but I never really saw Tom Brady doing that stuff. I think Michael did it. I think Michael Jordan did SNL and Space Jam and still went and got championships. So I don't know. I don't think Michael Jordan is the best example of off-court antics unless you're talking about his shoes. Unless you're talking about his shoes or basketball. If you're talking about basketball or shoes or business, that's why he was crying. People were memeing him for crying. I definitely talk about him. He's got some off-court drama that, you know, all you can just say is, yeah, he's an athlete. You know, they're athletes. They're real people. You know, they're not therapists. They're not history teachers. They're not psychologists. You know, they're not teachers. They're real people. So oftentimes I feel like people look to them too much for their horoscope or too much for their plan of the day or too much for just, you know, random things or odd things that you should do your own work on. They're just people like everybody else. They've isolated this talent and ability out of their own body and themselves and done it for so long that they can be a professional at it. That's what a musician is. That's what a tap dancer is. That's what a ballerina is. That's what the woman that owns the cake bakery down the street or the State Farm agency down the street. They have focused their time and abilities into something so well that you can focus on that. Those are the people you should be asking for help and talking to for help. So stop making fun of Bridget Mahomes. And put some respect on my team, Atlanta, and the Steelers. But last but not least, this pumpkin spice latte and caramel, I feel like the pumpkin spice latte cannot and should not outstep the apple. Okay. This pumpkin spice latte, okay, because what I had this weekend, I was at an apple orchard, okay? I had apple donuts. I had apple pie. I had apple with caramel covered in peanuts. I had popcorn with apple drizzle. Like, it was ridiculous. There's so much good apple stuff to the point where I'm like, pumpkin spice, what? And then my cousin, she tells me, she's like, oh, yeah, if you ever want to have a oatmeal apple pie, you get the oatmeal, you slice up some apple pieces, you can put a little bit of, what did she say? She used something else for the sweetener, but it was like, maybe like Greek yogurt or something, but I'm like, oh, my God, like right there, the apple wins. The apple is the winner. So I'm not trying to, you know, start any ruckus with pumpkin spice latte peeps. I'm really not. But I've tried to have it a couple times. The flavor just, I don't know. It tastes like medicine to me. And if you like it and you love it, great. Like, great. Like, I like beer. I like wine. I'm an adult. I drink things. Sometimes I drink things that are forced on me, but that's one I don't know if I can do. And I mean, you're saying this. This is a person. I mean, I'm kind of almond colored person. That's kind of how I like my coffee. I put the creamer and all that in there, and it's delicious. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't get the pumpkin spice. I love you all. I love you all. I really do. But I don't get the pumpkin spice. I don't get that. If you love it, if you like it, great. I'm happy for you. But I don't know. I don't know. What do y'all think? But bottom line, I had a great weekend. Had a great weekend of, you know, weddings and cousins and family. A great weekend of football. I got to see a lot of winning. you know, from my teams, the teams that I follow, both college and professional. And then, you know, I had a lot of delicious apples and apple pies and apple donuts and apple stuff to the point where I was like, I don't think I need to try this pumpkin spice anymore. I've got enough apple love. I already have an apple in my eye. So, all right, you all. I love you all. Hope you love me back. Please spend time with each other. Please spend quality time with each other. All that baggage and drama you may have between you, it's not worth death. It really isn't. It's not worth dying on. You got things you need to iron out and fix? Please iron out and fix it, because tomorrow is not promised. Let's get together. Let's be a family. Let's be happy. Let's do some fun things together. Let's play games. Let's play, well, maybe not Monopoly, but let's do stuff. Let's play bingo together, like my daughter did with my auntie and her and my cousins. You know, let's play some fun games and have fun in this life. Let's do in this life instead of complaining in this life. All right, you all. Well, that's all I got for right now. I love y'all. Hope you love me back. I'll see you soon.